Wednesday, July 13th, 2022, is 7:08. I'm officially calling this meeting to order. At this time, I'm looking for public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No action, discussion, or vote may be taken on this agenda item at this time. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board of Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And if you wish to speak, come to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board or Council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by the board by majority vote. And is there anyone wishing to speak at this time? Okay, I'm going to ask for approval of minutes for May 11th, 2022.
Make a motion that we approve the minutes for May 11th, 2022.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'm going to ask for approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting, July 13th, 2022, and hold, combine, or delete any items. And this is for possible action.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for July 13th, 2022.
All in favor?
Aye.
There are no informational items. This time we're going to go on to planning and zoning. And first on the agenda is ZC-22-0344. This is the Overton Power District number 5 for zone change to reclassify 5 acres from an RE, rural estate residential, and a C1 local business zone to a PF, public facility zone for public utilities. Generally located on the west side of Yamashita Street and the north side of Ryan Avenue within Moapa Valley. Is there someone here from the Power District?
Randall Zonke, Overton Power District. I'm here to answer any questions.
There we go.
We have security here to take care of the hecklers. formal complaint. Randall Zonke, Overton Power District. I'm here to answer any questions for them.
Could you explain?
Yes, we have an agreement in principle to sell the property to the Water District. It's contingent upon the zone change going through for them to be able to use it as more storage for their materials.
For anyone who's not aware, this is property right next to the Water District, right next to their other property. Are there any questions from the board? Any questions from the audience?
ZC-22-0344, the Overton Power District zone change. That's pretty good.
All in favor?
Aye.
All unanimous. We're going to move on to our next. It's ZC-22-0298, Travis and Emily Pack. This is amended holdover zone change to reclassify 4.9 acres from an RU, rural open land zone, to an RE, rural estate residential zone. Asking for waiver of development standards to waive off-site improvements previously not notified. Design review for a single family residential development within the Moapa Valley Design Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Whitmer Avenue, 640 feet east of Rice Avenue within Moapa Valley.
Good evening, board members. Dave Turner, the Bachman intern representing the applicant. What we're asking for here tonight, this is unchanged from RU to RE for a four-lot cul-de-sac residential subdivision. They'll all be custom lots. The lots range in size from 0.66 acres to 1.84 acres. Staff's recommended approval and ask for your approval. In conjunction with that, we're asking for a waiver of development standards for the PD requirement. can show this to the audience too, but there's a lot of dense brush and trees in between where this property lies and the nearest paving. And we ask that you allow us to waive that requirement at this time until paving comes down the road. We're more than happy to assign deed restrictions for future improvements to pave our proportionate share, but we're just asking for a waiver at this time.
Okay, I know there is a residence on the property already. How do the residents get into that? It is a gravel road. And you're wanting to put in three lots with a cul-de-sac?
Four lots.
With a cul-de-sac. Where's the current residence? Okay. Are there any questions from the audience?
I have a question. So we've been really trying not to waive the paving for the simple fact that out here in particular, I get browbeat about not paving enough roads. So, and I know we need some accommodations on Whitworth just because there's some water lines underneath and irrigation pieces, but what is the justification? And tell me it's too expensive. That's not a justification. So I need to understand that because we have a list, we have a small amount of money that comes out here. It literally takes us 8 years to get $1 million to pave roads. So I need to understand that. What I would just say to the board is that whichever way you go, just know that I will not take any phone calls when the road is flooded, when we can't get down there because we can't justify that. And we've been working really hard to bring all those improvements out. And typically what I do in Las Vegas area is I waive it with a 5-year review, so they gotta come back. So that we can see, right? So that there's an expectation that they know it's coming or that we're still on their account.
So where is the road that is asking to be paved?
Well, the requirement would be to be the nearest paved.
Okay.
And the nearest paved is right here. This area here is with the trees and shrubs.
You could go down either Rice Road or
this way, 600. This is 330. This is 330 and here, 660. Right now, this is just another 400%. The service is probably here. That's probably there. There's not going to be a lot of traffic on this road. You're not going to go up there. It's temporary. We have a problem. It's like here. You.
Commissioner Kirkpatrick, would you be okay if we put in the deed restriction with a 5-year review? Would that be acceptable, or do you think we could? Obviously, I know the issue you have because the list is very small, and I don't think we've had anything about the list in a couple years. So the last thing we want to do is leave another item we added to the paving list that we're not even updating because we have so limited money. So I guess working with you, I kind of like to see what would work best to make that happen.
So here's what I would recommend. One, that there be a disclosure that it is a gravel road, and then two, have them come back in 5 years. So at that point, the next commissioner could determine what that looks like. But It's just important because new people move out here with an expectation and that, you know, I don't want to set myself up for failure.
5 years would give them time to sell some of the property, to have the money to pay.
And it's a review so that we can see, and I honestly believe that building costs will go down somewhat, but at least so that people moving in, again, they would be notified that there, a review is coming, so they would know then, so that what the expectation is.
So we add that to the deed restriction with a note, any sales on the property has to be.
Disclosure that it's just gravel road.
Realtor noted, disclose also to potential buyers. Well, I'm going to make a motion that we.
We need to hear public comments.
Oh. Are there any other comments from the public?
Hate to be a stickler, y'all, probably.
You're good.
Trying to protect you.
Okay, this time I'm going to make a motion that we accept CZ 22-0298 with the restriction of restrictions on deed and a 5-year review plan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy evening. And next year, you'll see Commissioner St. Patrick.
Okay, here again. Okay, this time we're going to hear CZ 22-0333. This is Dustin and Lauren Nelson and Stanley and Lana Hardy. This is a zone change to reclassify 1.8 acres from an RU rural open land zone to an RE real estate residential zone. Asking for standard of development or waivers of development standards to reduce building separations for existing structures. And a design review for single family residential development within the Waco Valley design overlay. Is there anyone here for the families?
Clayton Nielsen, 6765 West Russell Road, Las Vegas. I'm here representing the applicant, the property owner, Stan Hardy, and his family. And what they're looking to do is Stan would like to divide the property up so he can deed a portion to one of his children. So that's what we're here. RU doesn't allow us by the lot size and that to do this, so we're looking to rezone this to RE. And then also in part of that, we had some additional right-of-way that we have to dedicate. And in doing that, now it puts an existing carport in a setback as well as this, the existing silo that's on the site. And so we're asking for a waiver on that, the setbacks. And then also submitted for a design review for the existing residential house that's there. So that's what we're here for. And if you have any questions, I'm glad to answer.
Are there any comments from the general public? Okay, it's my understanding this house has been standing in the same location since 1939. Everything's been built before the Waite Road was even put in. So there's really no setbacks. So everything's already existing. Are there any other comments from the board?
I think it's an existing issue, and we're actually needing it to where we can do it to another family member. I don't have an issue with supporting the petition.
I'll ask the general public if there are any comments. Somebody want to make a motion?
I make a motion that it passes to approve the three.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there any general business? There is none. At this point, we're going to open for comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction to be held. No vote can be taken on a matter not listed on a posted agenda. The comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Wish to speak up? Please step up to the podium and again clearly state your name and address. and spell your last name.
How you doing, Board? My name is Robert Fida, F-Y-D-A. Address is 6431 Winecut Street in Las Vegas. I'm with the Southern Nevada Health District. I wanted to kind of notify the board of an upcoming program that the Southern Nevada Health District is bringing in. We're doing a citizen-led water advisory board for people that are on domestic wells out here. Ideally, I have some flyers to pass out for interested parties, and if the board would like, I can do a presentation at a different meeting, but I kind of just wanted to announce that program, so for you guys. Any questions? I'm open.
If I could just add to Robert's comment, so we want to make sure that you guys are at the table on the conversation when it comes to the wells and the quality of water. I don't think that you've ever been at the table. It is a big issue in the Northwest. So we recognize there's tons of wells out here, and as times are going to be changing a little bit, we want to make sure that you have a voice in the community. So just encourage you guys to want to be engaged, or if there's a way that we can give you information so that you know what we're doing, and or even if it's a phone tree, just so we can address your issues correctly.
And I think maybe Mr. Robinson will help us with that effort a little bit as well. So I appreciate you coming forward. I think we as a town really need to take an active role in being engaged with this process. We really have the rural areas in conjunction have probably a greater stake in the well issue than anywhere else in Southern Nevada, of course. So I think it's important that we're at the table, so I encourage you to be at the table again.
Great.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Anyone in the audience want to comment? Is there anyone else that would like to speak at this time?
So I'll just give you guys some updates. One, sorry I was late, but trying to make it all work. So, in October, you should be able to view kind of the Lovingdale Sports Complex center that we've been working on. We have since added a pickleball court to that because there are some requests for that. So, but in October, we should likely be here so that we can get some last input to see what folks want. But remember, it does cover the baseball diamonds that you all worked on in 2005. And it does have another snack shack, another bathroom, a splash pad, all of those things. And we at the county have factored into bringing sewer in, because that will actually help Valley Heights at some point.
Yes.
And they're actually, the flood district is going to be out soon to talk to you about some updates, because we're doing the master plan on where do we need to go in the next 5 to 7 years. And Water RAC is also a sense of urgency to help Valley Heights. So I'm bringing in 1,200 feet of sewer to close to the fairgrounds, which will make that a lot easier for us. So that is coming. We are still working with the procedural to try and get the right of way for the Liston Road to get it dusted so that we can keep the pavement on there. But what I'd like to do, and I know I've talked to Brian on a different committee, but so I finally figured out what the problem is with the OHV and why you can't be on the roads and why we have the weird trail system that we do. And so the law states that you can't have any miles over 1.99 as a trail. So one, we're going to ask the legislature to change up to 3 so that we can do that. And two, but we'd like to realign the trail system for the OHV a little bit better, and we'd like to mark it so that it people know where they're supposed to be. So I would love to establish a committee to keep most of what we have, but we also need to, as Lovingdale Trails gets busier, we need to at least let the tourists know kind of where they're supposed to stay, because right now there's no access from Wesley's or whatever it is, Green Valley Grocery, to Lovingdale Trails, but they got to go all the way around and down to the neighborhood, and we need to be able to fix that, because it would make more sense for them to get gas just coming down the hill. So that is a project that we want to do. We want to start in the fall so that by next spring we can have it be more in alignment. And as we do the sewer and the Logan Hill trails and all that, we want to make sure that we can have OHV access, because we know that that's just how kids get around. So we do have those two things coming. There is the water project, the flood project that's coming. It's about a $13 million project with Public Works, so that'll be above the Clark County Fairgrounds, and should already be starting. Costs have skyrocketed for us too, so we are mindful of that, but at the same time, we still got to get some of these projects going. So my goal is to have them activated and going by the end of the year, and we've been working pretty hard to do that. Water is a real issue, so not as much for you here, and unfortunately Joe has to talk to me almost every single day to make sure, and I have a special, I'm trying to preserve agriculture, but in the West as a whole, agriculture is going away, right? So for me, it's our history, it's who we are, it's the livelihood of many folks out here, so we can, I'm the chair of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, so, and I'm the chair of the health district, so I'm trying to make sure that we can work together to preserve what we have, but I do, I am going to try and bring sewer, and I ask that you make other folks bring sewer as they're coming, because at some point we got to have a better handle. So to give you an example, in the last 3 weeks, we've met with California, Arizona, and they're not willing to change anything, right? They don't want to change anything. And, you know, my conversation with them is at some point you're going to have to, because if the Hoover Dam can't run, you don't even have any power. So I don't know how you think that you're helping yourselves by doing nothing. So as we're aligning with the Upper Basin, we're working with Utah and Colorado to put the infrastructure in so that we can keep that water. And most people don't realize that only 4% of our water comes from the Colorado. But at the same time, we don't want the feds, so don't quote me exactly, I don't want the feds telling me how to manage my water. I want to do it myself. So we're in town, we're making some hard choices. So, right, pools are likely going to go to about 600 square feet. So no more of the folks having 5,000 square foot pools. And any economic development warehouses that are coming they have to do away with evaporated cooling. But we're also working on some energy incentives so that they can get those things. No more golf courses. I mean, we are literally doing everything. And a lot of people say, well, just stop growth and stop building. I can't do that because then it creates a social service problem with 107,000 people. So that is a big topic, but guys, have a seat at the table, because I'm at the table. But we really got to have those real discussions. And when it comes to septics and it comes to water quality, I just ask that, you know, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. I can't claim to know how all of it works out here, but it's important that we stay part of that. And as far as roads, you know, I have taken a lot of grief on the roads from folks, and I tell them at the end of the day, but you moved to the country, so why do you want a city road, you know? They don't want to hear that, but I have been a stickler on not waiving that, because you can't have it both ways, right? So with the airport, it's taking a good portion of our gas dollars, and it's because of the economic development, right? The community asked 5 years ago to put in more hangars. They asked to have venues there, and we're doing all that. And so you won't see any roads money for about the next 6 months, but we're looking at some ways to come in and do some paving. And one of the things we're looking at construction-wise is to not allow people to use the water to keep the dust down, and maybe try some different alternatives. So there's a lot of moving parts, and I just want to stay engaged with you all, but there's a lot of good things. There's about $90 million of infrastructure coming to this valley, which is probably more than you've seen in 20 years altogether. Overton, we've been working pretty hard on that to get that water line in and get it updated. OPD, we just worked with the transmission so that you can get those lines updated, and there are some small congressional grants that are coming to Valley. So I just encourage you all to stay engaged, and this is a good opportunity, good time for you all to kind of chart your course. And Will's sick, sorry, his whole family's sick, so, yeah.
You don't mind having to ask for sure. I personally want to say thank you to you. I mean, there's been more done in this valley from the commissioner's office than I can remember in a long time, as far as economic development, and things going in a positive direction. The fact that we actually have a voice at the table, which is something that we haven't had historically for a while. One other project that I know is kind of on the radar, and will probably come to this in October, is MDOT's expansion of the highway going out to add a truck lane there. I would encourage everybody to kind of get on MDOT's website and see what is involved with it. 99.9% of it is great. There's a couple of things I'm thinking the community is probably not going to like. So it encourages you to look at that and see if there are some aspects that we maybe need to push back a little bit and have done a lot. But other than that, that's all I got.
Joseph Davis, I'm the general manager for the North Valley Water District. I was just going to expand on some of the stuff that Marilyn was talking about. The more subdivisions that we get to come in, it creates a better or a bigger density of septic systems that are located in our basin or down here that degrades the water quality. And so with the septic systems that take and come in, and working with Southern Valley Health District, Maryland's office is to take and get the source water protection plan that we have, get it higher up on the radar so that when these projects come to you guys, you're able to take a look at an area, understand if there's a domestic well or a water production well for the culinary water system, and then you guys take and utilize the knowledge that you have to understand that type of density is probably not going to be appropriate in certain zones. The problem is right now is the source water protection plans they're required, but they have no teeth. And so we're trying to work on getting policy created to where when it actually goes in through Clark County Planning, that those policies don't just sit in a 208 policy manual. They actually are being implemented to where they have to come to the utility to take and get input on it, not only with Southern Valley Health District, but the water district also. It's out there because in our community we pump during the summertime 4 million gallons a day. We only recoup 150,000 gallons a day at the treatment facility. That's a large volume of water that we're missing that could actually be returned back into the system and they can use as a secondary source someplace else. And so there's going to be a big push to transfer the septic tanks over into the culinary system for the wastewater system. It's going to come, people are not going to like it, but it's something that has to be done. So there's a lot of things that's good for the town board to be able to take and keep on the radar of what we have. But we have been working very closely with the health district, Resource Concepts, which is they got a grant through the state of Nevada in order to help rurals, so that we don't have to flip the bill in order to do studies. The commissioner's office has been offering a lot of support as we go through trying to take and come up with new regulations on how we handle this matter. I just wanted you guys to be aware of it. We will be scrutinizing. We'll probably be, we comment into the county on subdivision maps on what our beliefs are. But we'll probably have a bigger presence, especially if we get a larger subdivision map. You'll definitely see a bigger presence from the water district in order to come out and talk about it.
Sounds good. Yes. I should put two more things. Sorry. I don't get the opportunity to come out here though. So, Kevin, I brought Kevin Schiller with me. He was chosen to drive Miss Daisy to Oahu Valley. He has never been here, so we kind of showed him some things of importance. But we also worked with Workforce Connection. So what I would tell you as a resource is Help Us Southern Nevada is at Workforce Connection. So we've been working with some of the groups out here how to get resources so they can take the place of a lot of things that other groups have done, but so they're here to utilize them. We did work with Brian Sandoval, and Moapa Valley High School is going to be a dual enrollment school, so kids out here will be able to get college at the same time as going to school, and there's an automotive program that we're working to get online by the spring, so we hear about that. So I'm just a phone call away, and Amelia is great. So if there's things that you want us to look at, to venture out on, to see if it's possible, don't hesitate to reach out, because this is, it's just like a perfect storm, right? To be able to get, there's a little bit of extra money that we can do, but also we want to put in long-term sustainable things. And you know, NDOT is really, so I pushed back on the extra lane going up there, because I'm like, I have never heard that complaint. But I've heard the complaint when you shut down the road and people couldn't get there. And I hear the complaints of Mesquite, trying to get to Mesquite, the 4 hours that it takes, right? So I was shocked to hear, but they said that it came from the community. So as Brian said, if there's an opportunity for you guys to really be part of the discussion, now it is, because I've never seen the traffic so backed up that you gotta have that acceleration lane and deceleration lane. I worry more about expansive soil that we have to replace, but we have a good ally at NDOT now that is somewhat working with us on a regular basis. So,
anyone else would like to speak? Sergeant Doney?
Yeah.
Oh, we're all in trouble now.
No.
Just me.
No. Thanks for the Valley Home stuff.
Awesome.
I was going to wait till the end. Next week here, we're going to have a first Tuesday community event. We'll blast it out on newspaper and social media, but they do it in Vegas a lot, but it's just a chance for business owners, citizens to come down and rant and rave about us, or NHB will be there, BLM will be there, just kind of ask questions, concerns. We can tell them about crime trends, and we plan to do it once a quarter, starting to do that out here. Really just open up communication, because we get contacted a lot because 311 is such a delay, and they have questions, and we want to have a forum for they can ask about OHV laws or where they can shoot and stuff like that. And then the week after that, we're going to do a coffee with a cop and cup of joe too. So just trying to push out that we're here, we're part of the Valley, we're part of the community. People have concerns and issues, they have questions, because we are confused about OHV laws. I can't imagine how the citizens are. So clarify things. So we're going to push that out, and hopefully with free food we can have a lot of people come. So, but if there's any issues, obviously I'm always here, you know, anything you need. So
thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Okay, at this time, I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Our next meeting will be August 10th, at August 10th, 2022. It is 7:41, and this meeting is adjourned.